In this Wild West campaign period of the Romney-Ryan entitlement war, it's a good time to note the efforts of Organize Now and Citizens for a Greater Orange County to, shall we say, shore up the local compassionate base with an earned sick time initiative for the region's overworked backbone. Their mission is clear. Local workers live in fear of losing their jobs when they get ill. This shouldn't happen. This month, the Centers for Disease Control released a study showing that healthcare employees were 18% more likely to suffer injury on the job without sick time, and construction workers are 21% more likely to suffer a non-fatal injury at work without the benefit of sick time. The Institute for Women's Policy Research estimates that the measure could save $12.7 million annually in healthcare costs in Orange County alone. So what's the problem with this relatively benign attempt to get rights for those who wake up on weekday mornings with the sole intention of fulfilling their assigned professional duties? Poor big business, that's what. The fact that a collective of business interests led by our local Chamber of Commerce is willing to drop millions of dollars in order to combat the measure, millions they could be putting towards better workplace conditions, and the fact that Orange County Mayor Teresa Jacobs has been playing cheap politics on the matter, saying that the measure absolutely does not have her support because, you know, she's a fiscal conservative, speaks poorly of our time and of our region. But I guess we should be used to that by now. It's far easier to support big businesses than it is the people who keep them running, right? Businesses don't get sick.